哈利路亚、奉主的圣名在这边、跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus,、I'd like to share a message with、brothers and sisters.
那感谢主耶稣的恩典带领我们每个人的脚步，在今天晚上有机会、一同到这里来，一同聚集。
Thanks to the Lord,、He has guided our footsteps to gather here this evening to worship.
好、能够来到这边、我们一起来学习查考认识主耶稣的道理。
We're able to come here to learn and to study the word of our Lord.
我们的人生充满了许许多多的选择。
In our lives,、we have to face many choices.、
所以有人说一个人的人生基本上就是许多选择所组合而成的。
Some people、describe life as consisting of a series of choices.、
所以在这样的选择当中我们总是希望用自己最好、最对、最正确的方式来选择人生的道路。
And of course, we would like to make the most correct and best choice in life.
希望能够借着这样的努力来寻找到一个幸福人生的方向。
It is our hope that through our effort, we can find the correct goal and direction in life.
因为人总是希望能够过好的日子。
Everyone likes to have a good life.
每个人都希望追求更好的生活。
Everyone likes to have a better life.
每个人都希望能够拥有一个幸福快乐的日子。
Everyone hopes to live happily.
所以我们总是不断的在选择。
So we make choices all the time.
我们总是不断的在寻找。
We are seeking all the time.
更希望用自己最好的智慧来找到一条最美的道路。
And we like to use our wisdom to find the best path.
但是很多时候我们用尽了各样的方法却不确定这是不是对的道路。
But sometimes despite our utmost effort, we are not sure whether the path we take is right.
我们希望能够拥有一个智慧的人生却不知道选择是不是正确。
We like to have a life full of life of wisdom, yet we don't know, we are not sure whether we are making the right choice.
所以我们今天从圣经上来看，有一个人，他很努力地做决定，但最后他的决定却不聪明。
Today we'll look at a person in the Bible who made a decision that was not the smartest.
那我们来看一下路加福音的第十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
的第十六节。
Verse 16.
路加福音的第十二章十六节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 16.
十六节就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。十七节。
17.
他自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？十八节。
18.
又说，我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆了。另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。十九节。
19.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。二十节。
20.
第二十节，神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？二十一。
21.
凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样啊。这里主耶稣讲了一个故事啊。
The Lord Jesus told a story.
主耶稣在这里讲到啊，有一个人啊，一个有钱人啊。
There was a certain rich man.
如果从我们的眼光，从我们今天的判断来讲，这是一个绝顶聪明的人啊。
From our perspective, he was probably the wisest man.
在这里讲说啊，他田产丰盛啊。
He had many possessions.
这个是他努力经营得来的结果。
This was the result of his hard work.
是他可以享受的。
He was entitled to enjoy it.
所以这个财主很有能力能够赚取他生活上所需的财富。
He was very capable and he was able to earn his living.
这种是我们大家很羡慕的啊。
This is something we all admire.
所以我们在座很多人离乡背井漂洋过海，就是希望能够赚取生活更好的生活。
Many of us have come to this part of the world in order to pursue a better life.
我们的追求这个财主已经得到了。
This rich man has already attained the dream that we are after.
这里说他是一个田产丰富的人啊。
He had a piece of property that yielded plentifully.
在这里啊，主耶稣讲到这个财主有很多的优点啊。
This rich man had many strengths.
但是最后却说他是一个无知的人。
But in conclusion, Jesus called him a fool.
为什么一个这么聪明的人最后被称之为无知呢？
Why was such an intelligent man called a fool?
我们就要来看一看他的人生抉择到底出了什么问题啊。
So we need to look at where his decisions or choices went wrong.
我们这里看到说，他是一个田产丰盛的人啊。
He had a ground that yielded plentifully.
而且啊，他不但拥有这些财富，他还能够想到自己的未来。
Not only did he have much wealth, he was able to plan for his future.
很多人只看到眼前。
Many people only saw what is immediately ahead.
今天有饭吃，日子就很好过。
They only think about the food they have to eat today.
那明天没有饭吃，那是明天的事情啊。
And they don't care about what may happen tomorrow.
啊，我以前有一个同事啊。
I had a coworker.
我这个同事啊，他薪水非常非常的高啊。
He had a very high-paying job.
但是啊，后来啊，他被公司辞退了哦。
But later he was fired by the company.
五十几岁啊，工作了大概三十年，被公司辞退了。
He was over 50 years and he had been with the company for 30 some years and he was fired.
啊，结果啊，没有多久之后，居然需要去领救济金啊。
And not long after that, he had to be on welfare.
那我就觉得很奇怪啊，你这个薪水十几万，为什么工作这么多年还需要去领救济金呢？
And I was very surprised that even though he earned over $100,000 a year, he still had to be on welfare.
啊，结果才发觉啊，他每个月赚多少，全部都把他花掉啊。
Only later I realized that he spent every cent that he earned.
哇，他家里只有他只家里只有两个人，却有五台车子啊。
Even though he only had two members in the household, they had five cars.
哦，他跟我讲说啊，很便宜，很便宜，不买就吃亏啦。
He told me how cheap these cars were, and it would be a loss not to buy them.
所以两个人五台车啊。
So the two of them had five cars.
哦，所以有些人呢，是不考虑未来的。
Some people don't think about their future.
今天有饭吃，日子就可以过了。
They only care about the food that they have to eat that day.
但是这里啊，这个财主啊，不是这样子的人哦。
But this wasn't what this rich man was like.
这个财主啊，能够想到说，以后哎，我这些财富我要怎么样去处理它呢？
He thought ahead about how he was going to manage his wealth.
所以他是一个有计划、有远见的人。
He was a man of planning and foresight.
所以他就说，哎呀，我要这么办，我要把那个旧的仓库拆掉，盖一个更大的。
So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater.
他不但是能够想到未来，而且他能够找到人生问题解决的方法。
Not only did he plan for the future, he found a solution for his problem.
他看到他将来会遇到的问题。
He already foresaw the problem he had to face.
就是我有这么多的出产，我没有地方可以装啊。
Which was he had no room to store all his crops.
他不但有能够找出人，他能不但能够找出问题，而且他还拥有答案啊。
Not only did he identify the problem, he was able to solve it.
哦，所以他说啊，我要来盖一个更大的谷仓，来解决，来收藏我一切所拥有的。
He said, I will build a greater barn to store all my crops and all my goods.
那不只是能够找到解决问题的方法啊。
Not only did he find a solution to his problem.
我们看第十九节哦。
Let's read verse 19.
路加福音的十二章十九节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 19.
他说，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财宝积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
那这个财主啊，不但啊懂得努力工作，不但懂得找出问题，不但懂得解决问题，更能够想到他的灵魂啊。
This rich man was very capable, and he was able to identify and solve his problem. And he even found ways to enjoy, let his soul enjoy himself.
这样的财主已经比我们想象、我们所认识的许多人还要聪明的多了。
So he was far more intelligent than the average person we know.
是不是我们现在这个我们在加州？加州有很多财主啊。
In California, there are many wealthy people.
但是财主不见得找得出他事业上的问题呀。
But people who are wealthy may not necessarily be able to identify the problems in their career.
就算找出了问题，他也不见得能够拥有解决的方法。
And even if they do, they may not be able to know the solution.
更不要说这个财主还懂得我有灵魂，我需要照顾我的灵魂呢。
And this rich man even knew that he had a soul that he had to care for this soul.
那所以啊，这个财主是懂得生活，而且懂得想到自己灵魂需要的一个人呐。
So he paid attention also to his own spiritual needs.
但是啊，这么一个样聪明有智慧的人，为什么最后结论说你是无知啊？
But why was such a very intelligent man called a fool in the end?
我们今天都不断的努力在安排，在设计我们的前途。
Today we work very hard to prepare for our future.
所以很多时候我们都会想啊，接下来我的人生的脚步，我要怎么投资，怎么理财，怎么样能够拥有更好的生活。
We think about how to invest and how to manage our finances in order to have a better life.
我们在想说我的资产我要怎么分配才能够达到最好的效果。
And we want to invest our properties in a way that will reach the highest goal.
我们也想到自己将来退休以后要过怎么样的日子。
We even think about our life after retirement.
所以我们很多时候就像这个聪明的财主一样，把自己的人生步步规划，小心设计。
So like this rich man, we make many plans, careful plans for ourselves.
因为我们觉得说这个就叫做有智慧、有聪明的人生。
To us, this is a life of wisdom.
但是为什么最后这个财主却被神说你是一个无知的人呐？
But why is it that in the end, God said to him, you fool?
我们要怎么样避免跟这个财主一样也被神称之为无知呢？
How then can we avoid being called a fool just as this rich man was?
我们就要找出他无知的症结问题在哪里。
So we have to find out why, what made him a fool.
我们看回来路加福音的第十二章。
Let's read Luke chapter 12,
二十节。
Verse 20.
路加福音的十二章第二十节。
Luke 12, verse 20.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？为什么他被称为无知？
But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? Why was he called a fool?
为什么他被称为无知的人？
Why did God call him a fool?
这里说今夜就要你的灵魂啊。
God said to him, This night your soul will be required of you.
他告诉这个财主说啊，你预备，你努力，你这样子储存，但是我今天就带你走了。
God told him, You've made all these preparations, but tonight I'm taking your soul.
请问你所预备、所想、所计划的这些对你有什么意义呢？
Then what do you gain from all of these plans you have made?
如果一个人对自己的人生不认识，他就是一个无知的人。
A person who does not know what his life is about is actually a fool.
人生的真相是什么？
What is the true, the reality of life?
什么是你最能够人生最确定的一件事情？
What is the one thing that is for sure in your life?
你的人生唯一一件你最确定的事。
There is one thing that is that you can be very sure about.
就是你的人生是不确定的。
And that is your life is uncertain.
是，这是唯一我们可以确定的。
This is the only thing that we can be certain about.
就是每一个的人生，每一个人的人生里面都充满了不确定。
That every person's life is filled with uncertainty.
很多时候我们觉得人生掌握在我的手中。
Oftentimes we think that we are in control of our lives.
我们觉得说未来就是我的计划。
We think that we can plan for our own future.
却不知道我们连下一刻要发生什么事，我们都不知道啊。
But the reality is that we don't even know what may happen the very next minute.
有一天呢，我去看我的邻居啊，我去一个朋友的家里啊。
One day I visited a friend of mine.
他就跟我说啊，他的隔壁的邻居啊，最近很可怜啊。
He told me how pitiful his neighbor was.
他们是住在一个很有钱的区啊。
He lived in a rich neighborhood.
他说啊，他的邻居啊，年少有成啊。
He told me that this neighbor was very accomplished and he was very young.
30岁出头，很好的学校毕业，大公司的主管。
At the age of 30, he graduated from a well-known school and was a top executive at a big company.
哇，有一个买了一栋，刚买了一栋很漂亮的房子，太太刚跟他生了一个小孩。
He bought a very big house and he had a wife, had a son through his wife.
哦，那个他说好像人生就在最高点、最美丽的时候哦。
So this neighbor of his had reached the climax of his life.
啊，结果啊 ，annual checkup。每年的年度身体检查，癌症三期。
But during the latest annual checkup, he was diagnosed to have a third stage cancer.
他说哇，这夫妻两个，他们夫隔壁夫妻两个不知道怎么面对这种人生啊。
According to my friend, this neighbor and his wife didn't know how to face their future.
当他们正在计划要去 cruise, 要怎么样去花他们的钱，要怎么样去享受他们的人生，结果突然癌症三级。
Just when they were planning to enjoy their lives and to go on cruises, they found out that he had cancer.
所以啊，最后就是他说他跟他们隔壁的那个他跟他的太太啊，整就是晚上就只能抱在一起哭啊。
And he told me that this neighbor and his wife always embraced each other at night and cried.
所以一个人如果不能够认识到自己生命的不定。
If we do not recognize the uncertainty of our lives,
当我们只有想到未来一定在我的掌握，
if we assume that we are in control of our future,
那我们就成为一个无知的人啊。
Then that makes us a fool.
我们来看一下雅各书的第四章哦。
Please turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书的第四章第十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节，嗨，你们有话说，今日明日我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。十四节
,14.
他说，其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。好，圣经告诉我们说啊，我们的人生好像一片云雾一样啊。
The Bible tells us that our life is like a mist or vapor.
有时候啊，你看啊，云在上，你看抬头望天，你看到云在那里啊。
When we look up in the sky, into the sky, we see the clouds.
你可能转个头再看，它就被风吹走，就不见了。
But when you turn and look back, the cloud may be gone.
那所以我们今天要得到智慧。
Today we must have wisdom.
我们必须要想到、认识到，今天人生不在我们的掌握之中。
And to do that, we need to recognize that we are not in control of our own lives.
就像这里这个神对这个神对这个财主说：“今夜我要你的灵魂啊。”
Just as we read earlier, how God told this rich man that his soul would be required of him that very night.
所以，当我们在设计自己的人生
，So when we plan for our future,
当我们在努力自己的未来。
When we work hard for our future,
我们希望得到更好的生活。
We want a better life.
这些都是好的，这个努力也是很有价值的。
All these are good, and it's good to work hard.
但是我们必须要想到一件事情。
But we must remember one thing.
如果今天主耶稣对我们说
，Today, if our Lord Jesus tells us,
今夜要带你走
，Tonight, I am taking you away.
请问我们预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
如果主耶稣说今天就是你回家的日子
，If our Lord Jesus tells us today is the day you go home,
请问我们能够预备见主吗
？Are we ready to see the Lord?
所以如果今天就要我们的灵魂
，If God requires of our soul today,
让我们每个人都预备好
，Let all of us be ready.
所以人生不在我们的掌握之中
，So even though life is not in our control,
但是人生我们要交在我们主的手中哦。
We can entrust our lives in God's hand.
虽然人生很不定啊
，even though life is uncertain.
因为未来我们看不见
，because we do not see the future.
但是一个有智慧的人
，but a wise man.
第一，他会寻找神
；first of all, knows to seek God.
第二，他会找到神之后，让神进入他的生命来引导他的人生。
And having found God, he would invite God into his life to guide him.
认识神、拥有信仰，不代表一个人会把生命交给主啊。
Knowing God and having faith doesn't necessarily mean that you are already entrusting your life to God.
我们的人生好像在海上航行一样。
Our life can be compared to a journey in the ocean.
哇，很多时候我们欢迎主耶稣上来我们的船。
And on this voyage, we invite Jesus into our ship.
但是我们不愿意。听他，我们不愿意照他安排的方向来走。
But sometimes we may not be willing to obey his direction.
我们告诉主耶稣说：“欢迎你来。”
We may tell the Lord Jesus, "So I welcome you into my ship."
但是我要去哪边，你跟着我就对了。
But I am in charge. You just follow.
所以我们虽然看起来是有信仰
，So on the surface we may have faith.
但是人生当中一样遇到很多的困难。
Yet in our lives, when we meet many afflictions,
我们虽然好像有在拜神
even though we seem to be worshiping God.
但很多时候，我们还是想要做自己人生的主人。
Yet in our lives, we often want to be our own masters.
所以，当我们想要掌控自己的人生。
When we want to take charge of our own lives,
做自己生命的主宰
and be the lord of our own lives,
你自己做决定，你就自己为你的人生负责啊。
Then we have to be responsible for our choices.
啊，但是如果我们今天愿意让主耶稣进来我们的生命
，But today, if we're willing to really allow Jesus to come into our lives,
不是只有信耶稣，不是只有来聚会啊
，Not just believing in Jesus or attending service,
而是在愿意把这个船的舵交在主的手中。
But if we're truly willing to hand Jesus the command of the ship.
不是我要去哪里，你跟着我走。
Rather than telling Jesus to follow us,
而是你要带我去哪里，我跟着你走。
We submit ourselves to Jesus' guidance.
你人生交给主，主就为你负责到底啊。
If you entrust your life in the hands of our Lord, He will be responsible.
所以人生不管是长或短。
So it doesn't matter how long our lives may be.
不管主耶稣什么时候说，今夜要你的灵魂。
It doesn't matter when the Lord may say to us, tonight your soul will be required of you.
我们都已经预备好，随时可以见他。
We will be ready at all times to meet him.
这就是有智慧的人啊。
This would be a man of wisdom.
而在这里说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
那在这里讲到第二个，他是无知的原因啊。
Here we see the second reason that why he was a fool.
就是他预备了很多，但是他一样都用不到。
And that is, he prepared a lot, but he was not able to use any of it.
他知道自己有灵魂。
He knew that he had a soul.
他也知道灵魂有需要。
He knew that his soul has needs.
但是他以为只要有财富，我就可以满足我的灵魂啊。
But he wrongly thought that with wealth, his soul would be satisfied.
哦，所以在这里神对他说哦。
But God said to him,
他说你预备的这些有什么用啊？
What is the use of all these things you've prepared?
你有哪一样能够满足你的人生，能够使你得到永生的？
Which of these can really satisfy your life and give you eternal life?
很多时候我们都会觉得，很多人都会觉得心灵非常的空虚啊。
Many people feel empty inside.
很多人都觉得好像心里破了一个洞，怎么样都满足不了。
It seems that there is a hole in their hearts that they cannot fill.
所以很多人试着要用财富来满足自己。
People try to fill their emptiness with riches.
不断的赚钱，赚钱，拼命的赚钱。
They work hard to earn more money.
因为总是觉得说，或许财富可以满足我的心吧。
Thinking that somehow riches can fill their void.
啊，不久之前我有一个信徒告诉我哈。
Not long ago, a church member told me.
哎，这是一个做护士的姐妹啊。
She was a sister who was a nurse.
她告诉我，他们一个同事死掉了。
She told me that her colleague died.
她说为什么死掉呢？
And why did this colleague die?
他说他这个同事啊，很奇怪啊。
This colleague was very strange.
他这个同事都不回家的啊。
She never went home.
他说啊，他就是在那个医院里面就排班嘛，就每天就是照他那个排的班在上班哦。
And she always shows up for work according to her shift.
然后呢，他会到处问啊，到处问所有的同事啊。
And she would go around asking her coworkers,
有没有人需要代班的、啊、
Does anyone need a substitute?
然后她就只要有人愿意代班，她全部都拿。
And she would be willing to take up anybody's vacant spots.
啊，如果没有班上，她也不回家的啊。
And even when she doesn't have to be on the shift, she would not go home.
她就在那个医院的那个休息室，就是那个家属的会客室，在那边这样躺在那边等着看有没有人要给她排班啊。
She would linger and rest in the waiting room to see if anybody needed substitution.
哦，所以她可能就是一天就这样眯一下，然后就跑去看一下有没有人需要代班，不回家的、啊。
So the most she would do was just to take a break and waiting for the next person who needed to her to substitute.
所以她的上班时间很长，拼命赚钱不回家。
This was how she worked very long hours and never went home.
结果后来呀、啊，有一天呐、啊，在医院就昏倒了。
And one day she collapsed in the hospital.
检查的时候身体已经坏掉了啊。
She had already ruined her health.
两个月就死掉了。
And within 2 months, she died.
啊，有那个姐妹告诉我啊。
And this sister told me.
好多人都劝她说不要这样子啊。
How many people have tried to tell her not to do this yourself?
但是她说啊，她好像少做了就比人家少赚了。
But she felt that if she worked less, she would be earning less.
好像就吃亏了。
She felt that she would fall behind.
所以她如果她觉得如果她回家睡觉，就少赚了好几个小时的钱啊。
So by going home to sleep, she lost opportunities to make more money.
真的啊，她拼命努力拼命累积财富。
This was how hard she worked to earn more wealth.
到最后眼睛一闭啊，就什么都没有啦。
But once she closed her eyes in death, she had nothing.
真的人如果啊努力一辈子，到最后人生只剩下钱啊。
If a person works all his life, and all he's left with is money.
有时候这种人生真的是很悲哀的啊。
This life is actually very tragic.
那人生不是为了钱而存在啊。
We do not exist for money.
我们需要工作。
We do need to work.
我们也应该努力。
And we should work hard.
但是努力赚钱是为了生活。
But we work hard in order to earn a living.
人活着绝对不是为了赚钱啊。
But we are not living in order for the sake of money.
神创造我们。
God created us.
神使我们来到这个人世间。
God allowed us to come into this world.
因为他对我们的人生一定有一个更高的期望。
He must have a higher purpose or expectation for us.
人的人生的意义跟价值绝对不是只是赚钱啊。
The meaning and value of a person's life is definitely not about making money.
如果是的话，人生真的很没有价值啊。
If this is what life is all about, then life is really without value.
所以我们今天一定要思想。
So we must consider.
我们要问自己。
We must ask ourselves.
请问一下，我今天人生的价值到底在哪里？
What is the value of my life?
请问一下，我活着的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of my existence?
请问我当我60岁的时候，回头看我的人生，我希望看到什么？
When I'm 60 and look back in life, what would I like to see?
这是我们今天需要问问自己的问题啊。
These are questions we need to ask ourselves.
因为有一天我们都要面对最后的审判。
Because one day we all have to face the final judgment.
当我们走到神的面前啊。
When we stand before God,
啊，神要称一称我们有多重，有没有分量啊
？God will weigh our value.
那有分量才可以进天国。
And only those people who are of value will enter the heavenly kingdom.
如果没有分量，那很抱歉，你进不去啊。
If we are worthless, we cannot enter God's kingdom.
啊，所以我们今天要想想到最后我们能带走什么
？So we need to ask ourselves, what can we really carry with us in the end?
财富你带得走吗？
Can you carry away your wealth?
啊，我相信呢，我们的那个美国银行应该在天国是没有分行的哦。
I believe the Bank of America does not have a branch in the Heavenly Kingdom.
所以你的那个 bank card 哦，你那张卡领不到钱啊。
So with the ATM card, you cannot withdraw money in heaven.
你的房子你能带得走吗
？And can you bring your house with you?
我那天去找一个信徒啊，去看一个信徒啊。
I visited a church member.
我说啊，我就跟他在聊天啊。
And we were chatting.
我说啊，你这么久没来教会，你到底在忙什么
？I asked him, you haven't come to church for so long, but why are you so busy?
他说我很忙啊，我三个工作啊。
He said, I'm so busy, I have three jobs.
我说你已经快70了，你还三个工作，不太好吧
？I said, you're almost 70 and you still have three jobs. That's not very good.
我说不行啊，我要付房贷啊。
And he said, "Well, I have no choice. I have to pay off the loans."
我一个小孩，我要留一栋房子给他。
I need to give each of my children a house.
那有时候我人真的很想不开啊。
So this is how some people are very stubborn.
年纪很大，六七十岁了，还在打工啊。
Even though they are 60 or 70, they still want to get more jobs.
因为他还想再买一间房子。
All because they want another house.
有一天我去看另外一个信徒哦。
I visited another church member.
我觉得这个信徒好可怜哦。
And I really pity this church member.
因为他是睡在人家的那个客厅啊，睡在客厅就是那种行军床，帮北哈行军床，他就睡在客厅啊。
Because he lived in somebody else's living room, sleeping on a bunk bed.
那我就看一下他的那个他在吃饭的东西啊，都是那种酱菜啊，那种很便宜的东西啊。
And I noticed that he was eating very cheap and simple food.
啊，我就想说啊，这个老弟兄六十几岁的老弟兄好可怜哦。
So I really pity this brother who was 60 some years old.
然后我们回来的路上我就跟负责人说、哦、
On the way back, I told the council members.
我跟负责人说、哦、他这么辛苦这么可怜，是不是教会可以帮助他呢？
This brother is so pitiful. He works so hard. Can the church help him?
啊，结果那个负责人就这样看着我，看这样用很奇怪的眼光看着我啊。
And the one of the council members looked at me with a very strange look.
我就想说你看什么，这么没爱心啊。
I was thinking, why are you staring at me like that? How come you don't have love?
他说啊，传道那个房子是他的。
He said, Pastor, that he owned that house.
他在纽约还有三栋房子。
He has three other houses in New York.
可是他把所有的房间全部租给别人。
But he has rented out all his rooms.
然后就自己睡在客厅啊。
And he himself lived in the living room.
但有时候人真的很想不开耶。
This is how some people are very narrow-minded.
他活到最后啊，已经活到这个年纪了，还是想不开，还是只希望赚更多的钱啊。
So even though they have already reached the near the end of their lives, they still want to make more money.
所以住得很辛苦。
They live in very harsh conditions.
吃得很可怜。
And they eat very cheap food.
然后一辈子从来不出去走走。
And they never go out and have fun.
有时候我都很想问他们说，请问这样子我们活的到底是为了什么？
Sometimes I like to ask people like that, what is the purpose of living then?
请问这些钱对他们的意义到底在哪里？
What is the use of all the money?
他们虽然非常有钱。
They may be very wealthy.
但是他们却活得非常的贫穷。
But they lived in poverty.
我就是在想说，你这样子跟没有钱到底差在哪里？
I feel like asking them,How is this different from being poor?
有啦，每天晚上你把你的存折抱出来摸摸它哈、哦，啊，看一看，摸一摸，你可能会觉得很快乐啦。
Perhaps the difference is that you get to look at your bank account and feel good about it.
然后抱着它一起睡觉。
And you can hold on your account.
请问一下，除了这以外，这些钱对你还有什么意义啊？
And besides that.What is the use of money?
所以我们今天人活着啊，千万不要这么想不开啊。
So as living in this world, we shouldn't be stubborn like that.
那这里讲说啊，你这样子活了一辈子，你所预备的，对你跟你有什么好处？对你有什么帮助？
And like God told this rich man, what is the good? What of all of these things you have provided?
因为最后你什么都带不走啊。
Because you cannot take any of these with you.
在传说当中哦。Legend, huh?
According to legend,
他说、啊、一个很有名的这个亚历山大大帝啊
the famous Alexander the Great.
那、啊、这个亚历山大非常厉害啊
was a very powerful man.
哦，很年轻就打下一个很大的疆土，建立一个庞大的帝国啊。
Even at his young age, he was able to conquer a great empire.
那、啊、但是啊，他很年轻的时候就重病，打仗的时候就突然染病，然后就死掉了、啊。
But in one of his military campaigns, he contracted an illness and died.
他在死之前呢、啊，特别吩咐啊那些将军哦。
And before his death, he told his generals.
他说啊，等我死了以后、啊，在我的棺材上挖几个洞啊。
When I die, please cut out some holes in my casket.
然后把我的手伸出去给大家看啊。
And show people my hand.
然后啊，带着我去绕城呐、啊，哦，绕城呢、啊。
And take my casket around the city.
他说、啊、让全城的都能够看到说我伟大的亚历山大。
So that everybody could see that I, Alexander the Great,
死的时候两手空空，什么也带不走啊。
When I die, I go empty-handed.、
哦、所以我们最后想要带走什么？
What do we really want to take with us?
我们最后又能够带走什么？
And what can we take with us?
这是我们今天必须要去思想的一个问题。
This is a question we must ponder.
因为思想这个问题可以使我们得到人生的智慧。
If we ponder over this question, we can gain wisdom in life.
如果你的银行账号带不走，
If you cannot take the money in your account,
如果你的股票、债券、基金你带不走，
If you cannot take your stock with you,
如果你的房子、车子你带不走，
If you cannot take your houses and your cars,
甚至一只小小的 iPhone 你都带不走，
If you can't even take a small iPhone,
请问你到底要带走什么？
What can you take with you?
请问到最后你要在神面前如何有分量，如何有价值？
How can you be worth something before God?
然后有一天我们要面对神的时候、哦、
One day when we have to face God,
当我们走到他的面前，
When we come before God,
主要问我们、啊、请问你的人生价值在哪里？
The Lord will ask us, what is the value of your life?
我们有没有想过要怎么回答？
Have we thought about how to answer him?
主啊，我有三台车。
Lord, I have three cars.
主耶稣不会问你什么车啊。
The Lord would not even ask you what cars you have.
主啊，我有两栋房。
Lord, I have two houses.
主不会问你说在哪里啊。
The Lord wouldn't ask you where are these houses.
三藩市，纽约各一间啊。
One in San Francisco, one in New York.
不会啊，主耶稣不会在乎你这些啊。
The Lord Jesus would not even care.
因为这些在神眼中啊，其实讲实话没有很大的价值啊。
Because these are really not worth much in God's eyes.
在神眼里，到底是什么东西才是有价值的？
What is the most valuable in God's eyes?
到最后，你有什么东西可以拿出来被神看见、接纳而且喜悦的？
In the end, what do you have to show that makes God accept you?
你要怎么过你的人生才能够让神满意，让你能够安然进天家？
How do you live your life so that God may be pleased with you and welcome you home?
要思想。
You need to think about this.
思想人生得智慧。
If we think about life, we can gain wisdom.
圣经里面告诉我们哦。
The Bible tells us.
他说我们到最后啊，什么都带不走啊。
In the end, we won't be able to carry anything.
唯有一样就是你所做的圣功可以随着你回到天家。
The only thing that can follow you home to heavenly home is the sacred work that you have done.
只有你为主所做的功，你为主的劳苦可以跟着你回天家。
Only the labor that you have toiled for the Lord will follow you.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we need to ask ourselves.
活到现在，我为主耶稣劳苦过吗？
Have I ever toiled for the Lord?
活到现在，我为了信仰努力过吗？
I've lived for so long. Have I ever toiled for my faith?
活到现在，我为主耶稣结过果吗？
Have I ever borne fruit for the Lord?
那就能够决定我们最后人生在神面前有没有价值，活得有没有意义啊。
This will decide whether our life is of value in the eyes of God.
有些人可能在这世界上没有什么很大的成就。
Some people may not have great accomplishments in life.
也不是什么了不起的大人物。
They may not be very notable people.
但是啊，他的人生活得很有意义啊。
But they live very meaningful lives.
因为他在他这个普通而平凡的生活里面。
Because even in their, even though they live very simple lives,
他却低调而努力地为主耶稣完成许多的工作。
They are very low key and they accomplish many work for the Lord.
很多时候虽然没有得到众人的掌声，
people they may not receive people's applause.
但是神都看见啊。
But God has seen everything.
神给他们拍拍手啊。
God applauds for them.
像这样的人啊，当他进到最后的审判。
When such people enter the final judgment,
当他们走到主的面前，
when they come before the Lord,
有价值、有意义、有奖赏，
their life is full of meaning and value, and they will be rewarded.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们哦，
this passage tells us,
他说，凡为自己积财，在神面前不富足的，就是这样啊。
So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
哦，所以我们要在神面前能够富足啊。
In order to be rich toward God,
如果没有办法富足，你的人生到最后没有价值啊。
We must be rich toward God, otherwise we have no value in
life. 所以我们要问自己，为主耶稣活出什么样的人生？
So we need to ask ourselves, how should we live for the Lord?
我们有没有在追求我们的信仰？
Are we pursuing growth in our faith?
我们有没有为了神的家、事工、圣工来努力？
Have we toiled for God and for God's house?
这个才是人生真正值得努力追求的目标啊。
These are the true, meaningful goals in life.
所以有人这样子说，
Some people say,
他说啊，我们人生有许许多多我们想要追求的。
There are many dreams, we can go after.
好像许许多多的零啊。
And these are like many zeros.
哦，你的读书也是零。
Your studies may be zero.
你的工作也是零。
Your work may be zero.
你的财富也是零。
Your wealth may be zero.
你的所有的一切都是许许多多的零来组成的。
Everything you have may be represented by many zeros.
那在这众多的零当中有一个一啊。
And among these many zeros, there is a digit one.
啊，就是你的信仰，就是你的神。
And that one represents your God and your faith.
所以一个人如果人生没有神，努力一辈子，两眼一闭，就是一片黑暗。
If a person toils all his life, but without God, when he closes his eyes in death, he has nothing but zeros.
最后只是一片的黑暗跟恐惧而已啊。
And he has to face darkness and fear.
那但是当你今天人生当中有了神，
But if a person has God in his life,
当你接受信仰，进走入这条道路，
If you are able to accept the faith and walk on this faith,
你就得到了一。
You have this one in your life.
你的人生就开始有价值。
Your life has meaning.
因为只有零是没有价值的。
Has value because if you all you have is zeros, you have nothing.
但是当你有了神，你就有了一。
But when you have God, you have one.
这个一放在哪里，决定最后你在神面前你的价值多少。
And where you place this one will determine where your ultimate value is.
是的，你有一，我也有一啊。
Yes, you have one, and I also have one.
但是请问一下，你的一放在哪里？
But the question is, where do you place your one?
0.00001也是一啊。
0.0001 is also one.
也是有价值啊。
It has some value.
只是价值非常非常的小啊。
But the value is very insignificant.
所以如果在人生当中你什么都追求，就是不太追求信仰。
If you pursue everything else but not faith,
啊，说人生当中啊，你什么都努力，就是不努力来教会。
You work very hard in everything else, but you don't try hard to come to church.
你在对你的孩子，你什么都教他，就是不教他认识神。
You may teach your children many things except the knowledge of God.
然后这个人生当中啊，虽然有信仰，但是信仰从来不是你的 priority， 从来不是你所重视的。
You may say that you have faith, but faith is never your priority.
只有到最后没事做，不知道干嘛才来教会啊。
You may come to church only when you have nothing better to do.
啊，有一个慕道者跟我说、
A truth seeker told me.
他说我不可以信耶稣。奇怪。
I cannot believe in Jesus.
我说你慕道快二十年了，你还不能信耶稣啊
？I said you have been truth seeking for 20 years. How can you not believe in Jesus?
我说你带来的慕道者都已经洗礼信主了，你还不能信耶稣啊
？I said the truth seekers you have brought are already baptized, and you still cannot believe.
道理你都懂啊
？You know all the teachings.
啊，那个什么教会很多事情你都来帮忙，每个礼拜都来教会啊
？You even help out at church and you do church work.
我看起来比信徒还要像信徒啊
！You're more like a member than the members.
但是就是不洗礼。
But this person would not get baptized.
他说啊，你为什么不洗礼呢
？I asked him, how come you don't want to be baptized?
哦，我现在还不可以信耶稣。
He said, I cannot believe in Jesus now.
哦，我还有很多罪，我还没有来得及去犯。
I still have many sins that I want to commit.
哇，我那个做生意啊，我需要骗人家的钱呐、啊，信耶稣就不可以啦。
Because I have to cheat people when I do business, and if I become a Christian, I can't do that.
等我以后退休哈，不需要骗人家的钱之后，我再来信耶稣好了。
After I retire, I don't have to cheat anymore. Then I can come believe in Jesus.
哦，所以虽然他知道信仰好。
Even though he knew how wonderful faith is,
他也知道人生当中有一个神。
He also knew that God is there is God.
他知道天国，知道地狱，知道永生的重要。
He knew about heaven and hell, and he knew about the importance of eternal life.
但是在他人生当中，这个一呀、啊，排在非常非常非常的后面啊。
But he placed the one at the very very end of his numbers.
所以他的人生虽然有意义，但是价值非常的小。
Even though he had meaning in life, his value is actually very minimal.
哦，所以今天我们把这个一放在哪里，会决定我们在神眼中的价值。
So where we place this one today will determine our value in God's eyes.
我努力读书，我为了主的缘故。
If we study hard for the Lord's sake,
啊，我去努力工作，为了主的缘故。
If we work hard for the Lord's sake,
我爱我的家庭，照顾我的家庭，为主的缘故。
If I love my family and care for them, for the Lord's sake,
我栽培我的孩子，使他们有信仰，使他们能够在主里，这是为主的缘故啊。
If I raise up my children, so that they can have faith in God, this is also for the Lord's sake.
所以我们也一样努力工作。
So we also work hard.
我们也希望提供最好的给我们的孩子。
We want to give our children the best also.
但是一切都是为了我们的主啊。
But we do everything for the Lord.
希望我们全家都能够感受到信仰的好。
We want our entire family to enjoy the goodness of our faith.
希望我们的孩子在主里长大，成为合乎主用的器皿。
We want our children to grow up in the Lord and be useful vessels for the Lord.
希望借着我们的工作，有机会让人认识基督徒是有好品性好行为的。
We want people to see how Christians have good behavior.
借着我们的人生来荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
And that through our lives, God's Jesus' name may be glorified.
如果能够做到这样子啊
，If we can do this,
不管你的人生的成就是大是小
，It doesn't matter how great your accomplishment may be.
不管你的人生的财富是多是少
，It does not matter how much you own.
到最后啊，在神眼里，你这个人生非常有意义，而且有价值啊。
in the end, your life is very valuable in God's eyes.
因为你找到人生的真相，找到人生的真正意义了啊。
Because you've really found and recognized the reality and true meaning of life.
能够活出一个真实有智慧的人生。
You have lived a life full of wisdom.
能够蒙主喜悦，让主耶稣以我们为好啊。
And we have live a life that's pleasing to God.
能够找到人生真正需要的是什么？
And we have found what our life truly needs.
所以在这里告诉我们啊。
So this passage tells us.
所以路加福音的第十二章的第十五节啊。
Luke chapter 12 verse 15.
路加福音的十二章十五节。
Luke 12:15.
啊，在这里说，于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命。不在乎家道丰富啊。
And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
人的人生价值不在于家道丰富。
One's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
而是要在神面前富足。
But in being rich toward God.
所以求主耶稣赐给我们智慧啊。
May the Lord Jesus give us wisdom.
能我们好好善用时间。
So that we can make the most of our time.
善用机会。
And make the most of every opportunity.
使我们能够在这个短暂的人生里面活出一个无限的价值来。
That in this finite life, we may live an infinite life of infinite value.
能够做一个智慧的人。
And that we may be people of wisdom.
活出一个智慧的人生。
And live a life of wisdom.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us sing a hymn.
514首。
Number 514.